This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli vows to make Nepal modern, developed and prosperous within a short period of time. 10,000 personnel each from Nepal Army and Armed Police Force and 6,000 Nepal Police personnel to be deployed to manage security during November 30 by elections. Tourism Minister Yogesh Kumar Bhattrai says Visit Nepal Year 2020 to begin with a special program on January 1, 2020. And UK opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn says he will remain neutral in a future Brexit referendum if Labour wins power. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said Nepal will be made a modern, developed and prosperous country within a short period of time. Chancellor of the Kathmandu University, Prime Minister Oli, stressed Nepal would be made prosperous by the Nepali themselves. Addressing the 25th convocation of Kathmandu University in Kabre yesterday, Prime Minister Oli further said lack of education was one of the pressing problems behind backwardness in the country. He informed that the government was working for quality education. Similarly, Kathmandu University Vice Chancellor Professor Dr. Ram Kantha Makaju pointed out the need of making education sector well suited to the present time. He also called for skilled and high quality education, saying that there was both the opportunities and challenges in the education sector in the country. Chairman of the Communist Party Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda has said efforts were made to weaken federalism because of the lack of knowledge about it. At an orientation program organized by Democratic National Magar Front Nepal at Kharipati of Bhaktapur yesterday, Chairman Dahal said that a faction had become active to make federalism a failure at a time when it had not come into implementation in an effective manner. He said racial, class and gender oppression were yet to be ended. Similarly, Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa said that the task to form a new force was not initiated yet. Minister Thapa mentioned that it was necessary to reform Marxism, Leninism and socialism for country's prosperity. He further said that ideology, policy, action plan and strategy determined by the United Party would be taken ahead in a strong manner. The Election Commission has passed the Integrated Security Plan with revisions. The plan has been prepared for the by-elections on November 30. A meeting of the High-Level Security Committee chaired by Election Commissioner Iswari Prasad Paudil endorsed the plan presented by the security bodies with revision. Coordinator of the Security Committee and the Election Commissioner, Paudil said the meeting decided to make appropriate security arrangements by categorizing the polling centers for the by-elections as normal, sensitive and highly sensitive after analyzing the overall security situation. The government has decided to mobilize 6,000 Nepal police personnel and 10,000 personnel, each from Armed Police Force and Nepal Army, for maintaining security for the by-elections. On the occasion, the secretaries at the Ministry of Home Affairs and the Ministry of Defence assured the meeting of adequate security arrangements. Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Yogesh Bhattrai has said the government is preparing to launch the Visit Nepal Year 2020 on January 1st by organizing special functions in all the seven provinces. Speaking at the face-to-face program at Reporters Club in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Bhattrai said invitations had been sent to tourism ministers of 40 different countries and most of them have agreed to come to Nepal to attend the inaugural session. He said that he has been working to boost tourism-related activities in the country for mitigating the huge trade deficit. He also unveiled the ministry's plan to launch the upcoming one decade as tourism promotion decade, aiming to bring in 10 million international tourists in the country. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gokul Prasad Baskota has said making media houses financially stable should be the only goal now onwards. At a program on Working Journalist Act Situation and Challenges organized by Minimum Wage Fixation Committee and Kaski Chapter of the Federation of Nepali Journalists in Pokhara yesterday, Minister Bascota said the proportional advertisement policy was brought to make media financially strong, saying that Advertisement Act, Media Council Bill, Mass Media Act and Information Technology Act were forwarded to make media more effective and systematic. He urged the media to support the good activities of the government. The Communications Minister shared that the amount of funds established for the welfare of journalists was raised to 80 million rupees from existing 50 million, clarifying that the government was committed to develop journalism. He further said that efforts were made to establish regulations, norms and values. He assured that press freedom would not be tempered. The ongoing General Assembly of Asia Pacific Broadcasting Union has elected Nepal as its administrative councillor. The General Assembly of the Union, being held in Tokyo of Japan, unanimously approved the proposal forwarded by Bangladesh to elect Nepal as its administrative councillor. Radio Nepal's Executive Director Suresh Kumar Karki is attending the General Assembly representing Nepal. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiora has urged the foreign investors to invest in Nepal's hydropower sector in an assured manner. Addressing a session on investment on Nepal's energy sector and regional development during the Power Summit 2019 yesterday, Minister Dr. Khatiora requested the foreign banks and international commercial partners to invest in energy sector. He further said Nepal's consumption of power generated with fuel would be reduced by 15% within the next few years. The minister said there was not any hindrance to reap benefit from the investment on renewable energy. He said that development efforts were underway in Nepal in line with the SDGs shared by the United Nations, and Nepal had created favorable atmosphere for the foreign investors. According to the finance minister, government was promoting the electric vehicles. He said plans were being made to increase per-person power consumption to 1,500 units in coming 5 years. He mentioned that even the investment made by private banks and financial sectors in the productive sector had gained pace in Nepal. On the occasion, Director General of the Asian Development Bank, Yin Pang, said ADB was also planning to expand investment on energy. He informed that the ADB had investment in 3 hydropower projects and was thinking for additional investment in Nepal. However, investor Kush Kumar Joshi complained how hydropower projects were not completed in time in Nepal. Meanwhile, 3 agreements and MOU combined have been signed in course of the summit organized by Independent Energy Producers Association Nepal. Government-owned Hydroelectricity and Investment Limited of Nepal and Indian government's NHPC signed the MOU on cooperation on energy sector. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. On to more news now. Jeremy Corbyn has said he would remain neutral in a future Brexit referendum if Labour wins power. He told BBC that he would not campaign for Leave or Remain so as it would allow him as Prime Minister to credibly carry out what voters then decide. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson later asked how the opposition leader Corbyn could be indifferent on such a vital issue. But Johnson faced questions of his own about whether he could be trusted. Thousands of Iraqis have gathered for another day of protest in Baghdad's Tahrir Square, with many denouncing a meeting earlier this week between Iraq's Prime Minister Adil Abdul Mahdi and the heads of the country's largest tribes. As protesters in the capital's roundabout listened to the sermon of Iraq's top Shia leader Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani yesterday, others screamed traitors and read poetry using loudspeakers to condemn the tribal leader's meeting with the embattled Prime Minister. Abdul Mahdi had invited tribal leaders from across the country to a meeting in Baghdad on Wednesday in an attempt to find solutions to the ongoing unrest across Iraq amid an intensifying wave of anti-government protest. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather will be likely to be generally cloudy in the western region and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 22.5 degrees Celsius and minimum of 10.2 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli vows to make Nepal modern, developed and prosperous within a short period of time. 10,000 personnel each from Nepal Army and Armed Police Force and 6,000 Nepal Police personnel to be deployed to manage security during November 30 by-elections. Tourism Minister Yogesh Patrai says Visit Nepal Year 2020 to begin with a special program on January 1, 2020. And UK opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn says he will remain neutral in a future Brexit referendum if Labour wins power. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.